Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, 'cause there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Hope you like that version of that classic Eddie Cochran song. Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me at Bruce @BruceAllen and follow me on Twitter at Bruce Allen. It is time for Family Financial Matters with Jim Scheinberg, who is the managing partner of North Pier Fiduciary Management. He has been advising institutions and families on their investments for over 20 years, and he has been my personal and family's financial advisor for almost that long as well, so I can offer my personal endorsement without question. Welcome back to the show, Jim.
Hey there, Bruce.
How are you?
I'm great today. It's you don't even need to take any Prozac. You get self-regulation all the time with the stock market now. Up 500, down 500, up 400, up 600, down 200. It's an amazing ping pong game we're watching.
Yeah, or a roller coaster where you get sick to your stomach going down and breathe a slight sigh of relief as you chug slowly back up.
All depends on your perspective, Bruce.
Well, give me some perspective in light of this week's tumult in the world economies and in regards to my column.
Well, Bruce, I got to tell you, reading your column, it's so clear to me how beautifully it parallels what perspective is necessary right now. So here your son is searching for a job, the despair of having something so close at hand and to have it yanked from him unexpectedly sent him into a pretty bad emotional state, didn't it?
You sure did.
It did. I mean, he had already bought the uniform. I mean, you can't possibly be more invested than doing the initial training and buying the uniform, and then you show up and all of a sudden the job's not there.
Before you even begun.
It's amazing. It's amazing. And that would send a lot of people into an emotional spin.
It took me a long time to recover. He did fine.
Right, exactly.
But, I'm kidding.
But here he is now, and he's got a great opportunity. He's fired back up, and as you point out in the end of your column, you know, he's got some really good, clear tools and edicts that he's going to bring into that job, and he's going to make it work for him, right?
He is, but the irony that I don't think you heard is that there's a small chance that the same thing could be happening again. He did not get his schedule for the forthcoming week. He showed up at work yesterday. I was told that they had overbooked, and he's already begun work. And I'm very concerned on his behalf that he may be facing the same thing again. I don't know how much learning he needs in this regard, but we'll see.
Well, so does number one still apply? Don't give up?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. So here we were last year. The recovery was full underway. The table was set. And the uniform had been bought, the training had been done, and all of a sudden we get that tragedy in the Gulf, and then you get a scare in the European debt markets with Greece last summer, and guess what happened? We showed up to the economic recovery, and there was no job for us for a little bit of time. There was a huge disappointment, and last summer everybody's sitting, looking around, scared to bejesus that we're going to go into a double-dip recession.
Wait, you're talking about last summer or this summer?
Last summer.
I know,
Gulf
I know.
Oil spill. People right. so easily forget we had a 13% correction in the market last summer. This one's 16%.
Are you counting today? Are you counting today?
No. From high to low.
Okay.
High to low.
Okay.
High to low.
Okay.
Now, we're up big today. That's why I'm all peppy. But in all seriousness, even if this job doesn't pan out the way your son had expected, he's better prepared. His mood seems to be better, and if what you say is true, then he's learned a lot of valuable lessons to prep him to succeed in that job the next time. So whether or not we're sitting here with the same scenario that we sat with last year, America and the world have done their homework and prepared. We have tightened belts. We've filled up balance sheets. Your consumers out there have paid down debt at an unbelievable rate. Our savings rates in America have gone from negative 2% a year to over 5% a year. Balance sheets of the average consumer have never looked better. FICO scores have never been higher. And corporations have the same exact scenario. So regardless of the S&P downgrade, regardless of the conversations that are going on in regards to European debt, the disappointments or the concerns or the fears that get raised at this particular point in time in a cycle frequently end up working themselves out. You might be disappointed. You might be shocked. You might have thought that that recovery was so close. It was here. It was underway just a couple of weeks ago, let alone months ago. Everybody figured, hey, if we can just get past this debt ceiling thing, we're sailing smooth from here. And then all of a sudden a disappointment comes in. But does that change the underpinnings of the recovery? Does that change the don't give up mentality? And I would assert to you that although it might be a shock to the system when you go to show up that first day for the job, or you get, you know, so close to the economic turn around the corner, so to speak, that it all of a sudden isn't there the way that you thought, yeah, it's going to make you feel bad, and yeah, it's going to put you into a short-term depression. It's what you do with it that matters the most. A lot of people take these situations and they look at them as opportunity. Okay, and yeah, there's times that the first leg down is not the last leg down. We saw that in 2008. But in all my years of doing this, I've probably been through 15 crises or mini crises, and only one of them was the first fear shocker. That was in 2008, the time that you should get out. And all the others, it was those depths of a short-term burst of emotional despair. That was the time to look for opportunity. That was the time to lean back into faith. And going back to number one of your article, that was the time not to give up. Because if you don't give up at this point in time in the emotional spectrum after a disappointment, frequently you're the one who's rewarded. It's the people who hang their head and bunker down in their
mentality, sell in a panic,
all is lost.
Or sell in a panic.
You know, all is doomed for sure. It's seldom like that. Chicken Little may scream and cry a lot, but the sky very rarely falls. Very rarely falls. And I would assert that I think we are just as close to economic recovery as a globe and as a country as we ever were, and that this is nothing more than a short-term disappointment on the road to that. We have been preparing for 2.5 years. Normally, it's the thing you're not looking at that gets you when markets turn big and nasty. It's not the thing you're staring at. And we've been staring at this debt downgrade potential, this debt ceiling issue, the debt of the United States, the debt problems in Europe. We've been analyzing and massaging those numbers for 2 years. A potential real shock to the system, and I mean real surprise, that could be a game changer, is highly unlikely when everybody's looking at the problem with that close of magnitude.
It's much more likely
that this is an emotional short-term disappointment. It feels really bad. But remember,
yes,
feelings get us buying where? High when we're greedy and
selling low.
Instead of buying low and selling high. So watch your feelings here. Have your investors or your listeners watch their feelings. They may be steering them in the wrong directions at period of time of emotional heightened extremes.
Well, Jim, I didn't think it was possible that you could follow Alana with equal passion and energy, but you have. And you've not only done it well for me personally, but I think you've probably calmed down many of our listeners, many of whom are families and many of whom are worried about their kids' futures, their college accounts, et cetera. And I, for one, feel better, and I thank you. We are almost literally completely out of town. I am really on today. What can I tell you? So please, while I run out of town, would you tell the people out there the time and place that they can get your newsletter, please? Which
anytime, anytime they want. They can send
any town
at info@npier.com. That's info@north. P-I-E-R, like fishing pier, .com. You can also find us on Bruce's website, BruceAllen.com website, under the radio tab. There's a direct link. And we've got a great newsletter we're actually going to be coming out because of the volatility with an interim brief on where to go and what to do. So this is a really good time to reach out if you're looking for some direction.
And by the way, that newsletter is free. Breakfast tomorrow morning with Jim will not be free, and that's just for he and I and my wife. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow, Jim. Thank you so much. 10 o'clock, we rescheduled it, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, see you then. It is time for another break. I'll be back with some closing remarks and next week's show topic. This is Bruce Allen of The Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View.
You've got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative.